You guys are the latest incarnation, and I'm glad to have such a wide range of backgrounds and capabilities here in the room.
Notice he didn't say
skill
talent.
Sets. There, right?
He didn't say talent.
Rich, I like that. Skill sets. Okay. So, left to right in the studio, and you can identify yourself in the part and or parts you're playing. Well, now where's Carrie? Is she getting in here at all?
She's coming. She's running around.
There she is. The door just swung open.
It's like, you know, the show is actually going on, Carrie. All right, left to right. We'll start with Robbie Earhart.
Of Mighty House Radio Show.
Yes, and you're playing?
I'm Mary.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweet, kind, innocent, naive Mary.
Yes, exactly. Donna Reed. Have you always wanted to be Donna Reed?
Yes.
Who hasn't? Nice.
Me too.
I know. Me three.
I know, right?
Scares us.
Yeah. Mr. Cowgill, Ron.
Yes.
Yes.
I am playing Uncle Billy again.
Yes. Reprising the role.
Sure. And then you made me go learn Wild Irish Rose.
So, oh.
So that was in your email. So I went and learned that for you.
Oh,
which was easy with his strong Irish background.
Yes.
You know what? It was in the email, and I have.
Oh, you.
I don't know if I still have it here because you did send it to me, and that's really cool. If I can find that, we might just play that.
I've got Renter's Roundup dude sitting next to me.
Yeah.
It is in my Dropbox folder. I put it. Renter's Roundup, dude, it's in my box. I don't know if it's.
Okay. Dennis. I think I can get that.
Uh-oh.
Did you find
it? Wait. Renter's Roundup. Wait, hold on a second here. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, it should be here. I don't. The problem is I don't have my real email. I'm doing. Don't even talk to me about my computer problems lately. If you've got it in the Dropbox, I may have you run and get it. But you know what? It'd be even better just to have Ron sing it.
Agreed.
Yeah, I say we do that.
Yes. Agreed.
It ain't happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll sing. Maybe we'll sing it with you.
Okay, there you go.
I'll bet Scott Duff knows My Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, especially the Uncle Billy part.
Oh, good.
In the Wild Irish Rose. See, I'm all right.
Hey, but that's
I'm
the way I right. used to. That's what I used to sing it. And then he go, oh, no, you're not singing it right. Because I would just say, he's drunk, right?
Yes.
And that's supposed to be good.
Oh, Novak, let go. Let go.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
Okay. Renter's Roundup Dude, a.k.a. Dennis Sheeter. Good morning.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm going to be St. Joseph.
As always, as in last year's.
Yeah, yeah. Ernie and Mr. Welsh.
Mr. Welsh. All right. Scott Duff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From out Chicago. Hey, I am, as always, playing God.
and I want to just make it clear, it now proves that God is gay.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. We have proven it right here on
We've
the Mike
made
Novak Show.
Everything fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And I will also be playing Mean Man, the challenging role of Mean Man.
Mean Man.
Sam Wainwright and of course, Zuzu.
Which, talk about challenging.
Yeah. I'm a chameleon. It's actually not the first time that I played a little girl.
Karma chameleon?
Karma chameleon, yeah. No, actually, years ago, in Cloud Nine, I played a 4-year-old girl.
Did
on
you
stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So you, I've got the chops got going it, on here.
All right.
That's a drip.
I'm frightened now. Okay. Rich Cowgill?
Good morning. I'll be playing Bert.
Is that it? Didn't we give you something else?
Not Bert.
Wait.
Is there something else?
I all right. Now, hold on. Let me go.
What's the email say there, Rich? He's got it up.
No,
I'm sure.
I can look. It says
Salesman, Peter Bailey, and Bert.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Are you prepared?
Where does it say that?
I think that's what was sent to you. But they're not highlighted in there?
Salesman?
Yeah.
Look at you got it? You got it, Rich?
I'll get
Salesman?
Nope. Rich, I'll tell you where.
Salesman, Bert, and...
Page 3.
Right at the top. That's yours, too.
Yeah, we can figure them out. I can read it. That's
yeah,
a good thing.
So just mark that down top of page 3. And then, hey, folks, this is our rehearsal. Here we are, live on the air.
It's going to be 10:50 by the time we get to this thing.
No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. And then, let's see. And then Peter Bailey is, because he dies early.
Okay.
He's on page 2.
So, Rich, you got that, Rich?
Who?
Peter Bailey.
Peter, page 2.
Okay.
You're that. So, anyway. Okay.
So, he's going to be cold reading this, yeah. Folks.
That's none of us.
Yeah, we're all cold reading.
Bryce,
yeah.
This is going to be easy enough. It's sort of like following the instructions to put something together. You pretty much see the paper, but you just follow the picture on the box.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. And then, so you got, do you see that on page 2, Peter Bailey?
Yep.
And then one more, bottom of page 3.
Yep.
All right. So now you're set.
So if Novak just points to you, then just start reading wherever
That's
we
right.
are.
Exactly.
If he points to you, then you just go.
Go.
Or if I just say, Rich.
Uh huh.
All right. All right.
All
so
ready then.
And into the Ebola proof booth, we've got
sealed with duct tape.
H. Kellen Kiernan, which is her stage name. Do you like that?
No. The H is what Facebook arbitrarily made me put on because they won't let trans people change their names.
So, all right. Well,
my birth name is Helen. I'm changing it to Kellen, but they won't let me change that initial. So I just had to put H. Kellen on Facebook.
They won't let you change your initial. That just seems rude.
It's very rude.
So Kellen will be playing. Are you going to tell us?
Hairy man. Hairy man.
No, not hairy man.
Hairy comma man.
How about Harry Pete man at meeting and truck driver? How's
all right,
that?
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. Now share the microphone with Carrie.
He's talking to you.
She doesn't have headset.
She can't hear anything. Why don't you let her go in the big room?
Because I don't like her.
People.
No, come on in here, Carrie.
Go in there.
God. I thought that would work in there, but I was so mistaken because we're already sharing a lot of mics here. We'll just,
is this part of the play like where everything is a disaster beforehand, but then we all come together for peace
exactly.
and harmony at
the That's
end.
Exactly how it works. All right. Hi, Carrie. It's good to have you here. All right. Wait. Oh,
where are you going?
There you go.
I'm here. Hi.
And Carrie works with Out Chicago. And other shows on the station. Who are you playing, Carrie?
Janie and Violet. Oh. And I think I was supposed to be a man, too, but it's highlighted on Helen's script, so.
Man in the street. Oh, you don't have a script.
No.
We're going to share. It's fine. We're
we
all
can
good.
Share.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all good.
Oh, boy.
I stayed up all night memorizing my lines.
I'm sure you did.
I did them in many voices.
This is going to be wonderful. Okay. Okay. Well, everybody's been introduced here. And yes.
Have you introduced?
And we forgot. We left Giuseppe Martini.
Thank you.
He's going through a tunnel. What did you say?
Giuseppe, are you there?
Hello, Mike. Cheerful holidays to you and to everyone in your audience.
I miss that man. Dear Lord.
That was almost a non sequitur there. Okay. Mr. Martini, are you ready for your part?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this thing.
Okay. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Okay.
Riveting radio.
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be to do this. I'm certainly not going to get any readier than this. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the train wreck that is the Mike Novak Show.
We're all on board.
I wish I'd have brought my train whistle. Oh, I should have had that here with me today. For the time and perhaps the very last We present the radio, the WCT play, the WCPT players in It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for help from a man named George Bailey.
Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings?
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
See the town?
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey. That's him when he was 12.
Help, George, help!
Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter! Who's that?
That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the country. In the county,
Mr.
actually.
Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me. He's not a failure. He's the biggest man in town, bigger than you, bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower. Don't hit my sore ear again. Don't hit my sore ear again.
Genuine English cowhide, combination lock, fitted up with brushes, combs.
No. I want a big one. What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? Why I only wear this when I don't care how I look?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house.
You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you?
I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party.
Hee-haw!
Oh, Sam Wainwright. Well, hello.
Hello.
And dance by the light of the moon. Ah, hot dog. Just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
George, come on home, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend, Peter Bailey.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver. Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
My wild Irish rose. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I know. He didn't go.
That's right.
Well, hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary, Mary, Mary.
George, George.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door! We made it! Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to mob a dollar and a pop a dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick.
Bada bing, bada boom. I own the house. I'm Giuseppe Martini. You got a problem with that?
Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year. The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No.
Joseph, show him what happened today.
$8,000. Whoops.
We've got to find that money.
Oh. I'm no good to you.
And then Uncle Billy says,
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Daddy.
Must she keep playing that?
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it.
Oh, Daddy.
Wait for it. It says, he pauses and looks around.
Sorry.
What's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on, play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately. You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation.
Georgie, why are you drinking so much? It's Christmas Eve. Come on, forget about it.
Bailey, next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse.
Now, look at what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going.
Help! Help! Well, who are you then? Clarence Oddbody, AS2. AS2, what's that AS2? Angel, second class. Why'd you want to save me? Oh, that's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. Well, you look about like the kind of angel I'd get. What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born. Oh, no, you mustn't say... Wait a minute. Joseph? You've got your wish. You've never been born. Well, what I need is a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
I beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fella that owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel. Clarence. Uh-oh. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings. That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings. You're crazy, that's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie, don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right. 320 Sycamore?
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watch them, Bert.
Bert, Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember? Mother, mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me. All I know is that this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? Virgin, you're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. Ah, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary. Ah!
Stand back.
Oh, my God. Woo! Help me, Clarence. Please. Please. I want to live again. Please. Help me, Clarence.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert. Get out of here. I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill are you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Happy New Year to you in jail.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Kids, Janie, Tommy.
Daddy.
Zuzu. Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel?
Fine. Not a smidge of temperature.
George.
Oh. Let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come on downstairs. Come on in. Uncle Billy, everybody.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble, and they all scrounged around town and collected some money. And boy, was that great.
Harry.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
All right, but you're all singing All Legs On. Here we go.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
For
are you singing, Martini?
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all my
anxiety.
Oh, yeah! Oscars have been won on less.
You're absolutely right.
I always love the fact that, like, the worst thing that could possibly happen is that Mary turns into an old maid. I mean, like, brother Harry dies. No. Billy is a drunk and crazy, and he's locked up in an asylum. But Mary's an old maid, and she's a librarian. A job that requires a master's, you know?
Well, it is her entire value as a woman.
It is, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you there with us, Rob?
Hello.
Did you survive?
Yeah, we're great. That was great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little frightened for the future, but other than that, I'm... no, thanks. Thank you so much, Rob. I know you got to go.
Thank you, everybody. I couldn't be there today.
And always, as always, a unique interpretation Giuseppe Martini.
I'm parked illegally, so I gotta move now. But, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. And also, I have to admit, several unique interpretations in the studio today, especially Zuzu.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But,
I think...
That's how Zuzu was meant to be read.
Absolutely.
A Zuzu for the ages.
Yes. A 21st century Zuzu for this crazy mixed up times that we live in.
Oh, well, guys, we got through it, and it was like in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Next year we should learn the words to Auld Lang Syne, though. Maybe.
Why?
No. No.
That's why you just hum it. You just start humming.
Right.
I was humming.
And
that's why everyone gets drunk before they sing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
and then
nobody worries about it at all. That's all that's required of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you.
No, I'm kidding. Actually.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
You guys are all welcome to sit around to the end of the show. And it's, I don't have anything else planned.
Oh, no,
it's
not like supposed to take longer than
that. I kind of thought, that we'd come skidding in at about a 10:59 is what I was.
It's the professionals that we are.
Yeah, really. They are.
I mean, you nailed it. You guys nailed it. So, I'll tell you what, we'll take reviews at 773-763-9278. That'll be scary, Helen. So get ready for
the first caller's going to ask if that's a misuse of FCC policy.
Yeah, the license may be denied here in the future.